Hello. Welcome to the Richly or Poorly Show. My name is Dr. Stephen Dawson, and I am your show host. Thank you for joining me. Please visit shdawson.com/podcast and click on the link offer to learn about the Richly or Poorly Show. I invite you to scroll down to the bottom of this webpage to receive the transcript of each show episode. The transcripts await you, so you can copy either any or all of them to your device so you can have them with you to help you live your life more richly. Please listen to, follow, and like the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, and wherever you listen. And please remember to leave the show a nice review. Please share the show with your friends. Send them the link to my podcast webpage and offer to help them set up their device to subscribe to the show. Thank you to the 6 streaming services that syndicate the Richly or Poorly Show. Thank you to the anonymous individual and contributor sponsors of the Richly or Poorly Show. I am still looking for my first commercial sponsor. Finally, please continue to email your questions and comments about the show to service@shdawson.com. The show's motto is unmistakable. Richly is goodly. Please consider how you define the term good as we journey through life together in your pursuit of defining the term richly in your life. Today is the onset event to begin the 4 types of sponsor participation in the Richly or Poorly Show. I will present the types of sponsors explaining their respective roles in the show. I will take you through the sponsor's webpage. I will conclude the episode today with explaining the reasoning of why it is good for you to help sponsor a part of the show. I will start the presentation to you today by sharing with you how I introduce people who have never met me to the Richly or Poorly Show. Please visit shdawson.com/podcast and click on the link offer to learn about the Richly or Poorly Show. Here is where I introduce the show to anyone who has not yet seen what I am delivering. The web page supplies 3 parts. First, the explanation of all my public speaking activities. Second, the explanation of the Richly or Poorly Show. Finally, an explanation to help sponsor a part of the Richly or Poorly Show. I will speak to the content listed on the sponsor's webpage in my presentation to you today. Please pause your listening to this episode as you take a moment and review the materials on these 3 webpages. Then, please continue to listen to this episode after you have finished reviewing these 3 webpages. Okay, you're back. Pressing onward. The launch of the show in December 2025 was preceded by public endorsements of different types from different sources. A syndication streaming service endorses a show when a live person with enough authority at the syndication streaming service reviews a show and finds it has merit to inform internet search engines about the show. An endorsement is free to the show. An endorsement is just shy of advertising. Advertising occurs when a show pays a syndication streaming service to inform its users about the show. It is a huge honor to be endorsed. It was beyond belief for me to be endorsed before the show was released. I have been asked by 2 of the 6 streaming services that syndicate the Richly or Poorly Show to only deliver the show through their service so they can charge my intended audience to receive the materials I release. I have declined them both. I decided to deliver the show to the public at no cost to anyone, at any time, in any way. I've been a professional salesman since 1995. I graduated from some prestigious programs that teach how to sell. I have learned, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that pushing someone to part with their money is a bad move. Bad, as in the extreme sense of bad. People part with their money when they are convinced of either one of two options. First, they need whatever it is they hope to buy. Second, they want whatever it is they hope to buy. The only other option is parting with money by way of force through a bully. I know of no possible scenario where forcing someone to part with their money through bullying behavior brings a good result. I cast a wide net to the intended show audience of financial investors, skilled workers, service workers, and homemakers. The specific underlying attribute of this audience is that they have each reached a point of being sick and tired of being sick and tired of not being able to live their life in a way that they define as more richly. They have each reached a breaking point, tired of not living a richer life on their terms. This combination of circumstances motivates them to seek help to achieve their specific goals. What is richly? What is poorly? My role is to help you arrive at these answers in your life. You, as the show listener, define both of these terms in your life. Each listener of the Richly or Poorly show is better able to satisfy not only some of their wants, but also some of their needs, as some of the benefits of listening to the Richly or Poorly show. I look forward to presenting the Richly or Poorly show as you seek to live your life more richly. I spent several years in preparation to deliver the Richly or Poorly show to my intended audience. The duration of the preparation was, literally, the entirety of my life. Delivering the show to my intended audience is not work I take lightly. I spend time planning each presentation several months in advance of each episode I release. I have already gained the benefit of sponsors in three different forms of the Richly or Poorly show. Sponsor participation in the fourth form will help raise awareness for the show. I can only believe this growth will benefit my intended audience in ways that cannot be accomplished now. Now, let's step through the sponsor's webpage together so you can have a clear understanding of my thinking about expanding the show. There are four types of sponsors providing help to the Richly or Poorly show: anonymous, individual, contributor, and commercial. Listening to the show is free. The money necessary to fund the Richly or Poorly show comes from those who see my life as essential to deliver an audio show to them. I value each sponsor dearly for their help of any type, of any size, at any time. Anonymous. Monetary income from an anonymous sponsor is indeed welcome to advance the Richly or Poorly show. This option is for those who have no desire to reveal their identity to me. Examples of support through this option include cash, a gift card, a money order, or anything else they decide to mail to me. The plan here is for them to send their anonymous sponsor a contribution payable to Stephen Dawson at the contact information listed at the end of this webpage. I thank them here for their sponsor contribution, as I will have no other way of thanking them when they are anonymous to me. Individual. Monetary income from an individual supporter is indeed welcome to advance the Richly or Poorly show. This option is for those who desire to reveal to me their identity. Examples of support through this option include cash, a gift card, a money order, or anything else they decide to mail to me. Please send your individual sponsor contribution payable to Stephen Dawson to either the contact information listed at the end of this webpage or through my link account with Stripe Payment Processing Service. I chose Stripe as there is no requirement for anyone using this service to set up an account with Stripe to use it. They simply enter their email address as a requirement of the Stripe service, their name as an option, the name of their business as an option, choose how they wish to send the help, and the amount of help they wish to send. Please contact me to answer any questions you have about your online experience of your individual sponsor help. Contributor. A contributor to the Richly or Poorly Show is a company providing their resources at no cost without formalizing the relationship as a commercial sponsor. The contribution provides an essential benefit to advancing the Richly or Poorly Show. Each contributor receives a dedicated web page on my website containing my endorsement of their company. Please contact me to discuss your company's contribution to the Richly or Poorly Show to help your company grow. Commercial. A commercial sponsor of the Richly or Poorly Show is a company providing their money to grow both their company and the show by engaging listeners with monetary incentives. Each commercial sponsor receives a dedicated web page on my website containing an audio file of my endorsement of your company and listing the discount your company provides my listeners to purchase from you as a part of the shared experience with the Richly or Poorly Show. The most tangible benefit I see for a company to sponsor the show is to place their specific goals, objectives, and targets before my intended audience, who each bear the specific underlying attribute of seeking to live life more richly. It is a unique opportunity to present the company as a sponsor of the show from the position they not only agree with and endorse the material I deliver through the show, but to open to them revenue opportunities by being able to inform this audience about their company offering. Additionally, have any of the listeners become candidates to join their company as an employee. The money spent sponsoring a part of the show operates as a combination of advertising and human capital recruitment expenditures, both concisely and efficiently. Placing their message before an audience that I have voiced my interests to help the cultures of the United Kingdom, European Union, Southeast Asia, and North America in the December 9th, 2025 episode results in springboarding my presentations to further their company's advertising and human capital recruitment investments. The investment opportunity was presented in the May 3rd, 2026 episode. Please contact me to discuss your company sponsoring the Richly or Poorly Show to help your company grow. My time reviewing what has been accomplished with the show to date humbles me. The emails I have received, along with the firsthand conversation with my intended audience, affirm that the show is going in the direction I intended from the outset. I tell you now that the show's audience awareness is growing faster than I expected when the show was in the planning stages. A clear message from the conversations with my intended audience is the desire on their behalf for the show to grow in many ways and for them to be a part of the growth activity. I asked myself, why would I help sponsor the Richly or Poorly show? I arrived at four answers. Reciprocation. Reciprocation is a mutual giving based on receiving. This form of help is about paying for getting. I am not concerned in any way with any form of an exact exchange of what I deliver to what I receive by way of the show. I choose to give to those who do other shows, to those who write software that they provide both to me and the rest of the world for free. And I give to others for reasons that are out of scope for what I present to you today. A clear message from my intended audience is that they want to help share in the overall cost of delivering the material to them, as listening to the show is free. Furtherance. Furtherance is advocacy, promotion, or something more than what is in place now. This form of help is about investing to get something specific that has not occurred so far, based on what has already been received. Expansion. Expansion is about enlargement, increase, or development. Expansion is more than furtherance. Expansion is about growth that has not been considered. Unknown. No consideration of any question ever exhausts a proposed topic, as every possible question can never be answered entirely. Expanding on the considered topic is necessary to gain an improved understanding to help guide everyone to additional worthy resources. Further avenues of necessary exploration include my learning more reasons as to why a sponsor chooses to help sponsor the Richly or Poorly show. So operating in some form of unknown is a constant. Now, wrapping up all I have shared with you in this episode today, I restate now what I shared earlier in the episode. The money necessary to fund the Richly or Poorly show comes from those who see my life as essential to deliver an audio show to them. The only way to prove a person has decided that they see my life as essential to deliver an audio show to them is for them to do something tangible to demonstrate their belief. This action is called helping to sponsor a part of the Richly or Poorly show. I suggest to you that you, as a listener in my intended audience, act now on your belief. I suggest you send $10 to me to help sponsor a part of the Richly or Poorly show. The amount of $10 is small enough to have little to no impact on a person's wallet, all while proving to you that you indeed see my life as essential to deliver an audio show to you. This action does more than have some money leave your pocket. It also helps you and me communicate more than we are now, and it will help grow the show in ways that cannot be accomplished now. These two outcomes alone help to prove our time spent together is helping you live your life more richly. I invite you to join the Richly or Poorly show as both a listener and a sponsor. Please contact me with your questions about the Richly or Poorly show. Well, that's it for today. Richly is goodly. Thank you for joining me for this episode of the Richly or Poorly show. I have enjoyed presenting to you today. Until the next episode, I hope you will be safe and join me next week. Until then.